Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story called The Library Dragon. And this was written by Carmen Agriadidi. It's illustrated by Michael P. White. It's read today by Mommy and... Something about sweet and then snap, crackle, pot? Oh, snap, crackle, pop. Like Rice Krispies?
Sheep, 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 sheep.
Are you reading Rice Krispies?
Sheep, 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 sheep.
Sheep, 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 sheep. And snap, crackle, pop. Oh, boy. You're funny. Are you ready for your story? All right, you guys. So when we open this book, the very first thing that we see is an ad, an advertisement, in a newspaper asking for a children's librarian. It says Sunrise Elementary School seeks a thick-skinned professional to help reduce inventory damage and loss. Our library is in distress. If you possess a jealous love of books and a burning love for children, Sunrise Elementary wants you. There's a lot of big words there. A thick-skinned professional librarian. So that's someone. So when you say someone is thick-skinned, you usually do not mean that they have thick skin
and six-pack.
Oy. No, you typically don't mean that. What you typically mean is that they don't get upset easily. I don't know why that means that, but it does. So what we're saying is we're looking for someone who doesn't get upset easily to work at this library. And they have to love children and they have to love books. Let's find out why. Are you ready? Okay. Sunrise Elementary School had a big problem. The new librarian, Miss Lotta Scales, was a real dragon. Miss Lotta Scales was hired to guard the library. And she took her job seriously. Hundreds of new, clean books replaced the old, smudged ones. These shining gems neatly lined the shelves of her library lair in perfect order. Numbers 398.2s in the 500s and absolutely no fiction among the biographies. Now, that may not make sense to you, so let me explain it. She's talking about how she organizes her library, and she has described something here called the Dewey Decimal System, and it's kind of complicated. So
and
I will...
she has a pencil and claw sharpener, and she's sticking her finger in it.
To get her claws super sharp? Yeah, because she's a dragon. In the picture, we can see she's a green-scaled dragon. So she's talking about how she organizes her books here, okay? And and they're all very, very organized, okay? And there's different kinds of books, right? So she's describing how certain books stay in certain piles. She keeps the fiction and absolutely no fiction among the biographies. So the fiction books, which are the make-believe books, are not near the biographies, which are the real true stories about real things.
Can you read what all of the things in the spaceship?
So we can see her library. She has her name, and we can see where she puts books down, and she's got a book motion detector. So if anybody moves a book, she knows about it. And she has a line over the bookshelves that's the dragon line, and it says, do not cross.
Dragon line, do not cross.
Mm-hmm. Only she gets to go back there. And then it says, do not touch the books for display only. And she even has a snapdragon plant that will snap at you. If you try to touch the books. The book stops here.
Miss Lotta Scales.
Miss Lotta Scales.
Pencil and claw sharpener.
She even has a crab apple on her desk. Something tells me she's crabby. She's not a very happy dragon. She kept a fiery eye out to make sure no one removed any books from the shelves. Her motto was, "A place for everything, and that's where it stays." The very thought of sticky little fingers touching and clutching and pawing and clawing and smearing and tearing her precious books just made her hot under the collar. We can see in the picture, it looks like a boy is walking out and he's trying to get the books and he's hiding them under his shirt. And she caught him by her claw. "Don't you walk off with my books, young man." Now, Miss Scales thought that the way some books spread an unfounded fear of dragons was positively inflammatory. "Books that depict cruelty to dragons should never have been published in the first place." She got so fired up about this, she didn't just discard the books she didn't like. She incinerated them. Do you know what it means to incinerate something?
Burn it up.
Correct. She burned them up. Now the kids watched in awe. "Well, that settles it," whispered Albert Hoops. "Where there's smoke, there's fire, and that Miss Scales is a real dragon, all right." I'm going to say something right now. It's kind of controversial. And here it is. People write books, and they write books that sometimes say things that other people who have written books say the opposite of. For example, in this book, we see that she does not like books that have dragons that get a bad rap, which means they aren't speaking kindly about dragons. We've read some of those books, like St. George and the Dragon, where he went and killed the dragon who was trying to take over the village. Well, she doesn't like that, so she burned it up, right? Well, let me ask you this.
Like, the one that has Maleficent in it?
Oh, yeah, like Sleeping Beauty, yep. When Prince Philip fights Maleficent and destroys her, we've read that too. Well, let me ask you this. Is that a good book, Sleeping Beauty?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a great book. But do I know that it's not a real book? It's not real, right?
Yeah, it's fiction.
Right, okay.
St. George and the Dragon is fiction, too.
It's also fiction. Very good use of terms.
Because it has a dragon. Correct. Dragons are fiction.
So here's the question. Are you ready for this?
This is fiction, too.
This is fiction. Very good. So here's my thought for you to start thinking about. Okay.
So if she ever read this book, and maybe in the next few pages, the dragons get a bad line on in this one, she would burn it.
Yeah, she would probably destroy it. So here's the thing. If anytime somebody who doesn't agree with you writes a book, should you destroy their book?
No.
But here's what you could do instead. Ready? What? You could live your life as an example to show them that what they have written about dragons is not true. Now, if she was a kind, gentle, sweet person who loved the children and let them use the books, then the children would not think that she was the sort of dragon who needs to be taken out and slayed by a knight, right? Instead, they would think she's such a great dragon. This story about St. George and the Dragon is sad because dragons are great. And they would know better because they would have first-hand experience.
Yeah, that's so good.
Yeah, they would know that dragons are good. But instead, she's not setting a very good example, is she?
No, she definitely is not.
Yeah. Not surprisingly, the kids at Sunrise Elementary School began to dread Library Day. And it wasn't long before the teachers stopped sending the children to the library. They kept coming back singed because she would get angry at them. So here now she's got, I can see a piece of paper that says PTA meeting. That's when the parents and the teachers get together and talk. And the topic says, "Dragons Throughout History, the Myth and the Mystery." And the speaker is Sir White Knight. Uh-oh. I feel like the knights are going to step up and say something. Now, first, the principal tried to reason with Miss Scales, but his plan backfired. Instead of cooling her down, he just fanned the flames. And finally, don't forget who does the hiring, Miss Scales, sputtered the principal. Oh, really? You? And who does the firing? Asked Miss Scales with a glare and a flare that caught his tie on fire.
No, cut that out, said the principal
as he waved the smoke out of his face. No.
He has a shirt that has swords and shields on it.
Mm-hmm.
A tie.
Yeah. Now, no smoking in the library, Miss Lotta Scales said dryly. The principal fumed. The teachers were incensed, and worst of all, the children had missed reading and story time for weeks, and their grades were going up in smoke. So the teachers formed a delegation, which is a group of people who discuss something and decide to do it. And after a trip to the cafeteria kitchen to fortify themselves, which means to get some energy and strengthen themselves, they paid a visit to Miss Scales. Miss Lotta Scales smoldered as she listened to sweet Miss Lemon, the kindergarten teacher.
And most importantly, Miss Scales, dear, the children miss story time.
Story time! Shmory time! Blew Miss Lotta Scales. Why, if I let the children touch these books with their gooey fingers and snotty noses, this library wouldn't last a week! And she stared so furiously at the teachers that they threw down their weapons and climbed out, all except sweet Miss Lemon.
You know, Miss Scales, we all love the books as much as you do, but the library belongs to the children.
Good night, Miss Lemon. You slay me, cackled Miss Scales. Why, the idea of story time is simply medieval. And as usual, the dragon had the last word. So, away runs Miss Lemon.
What does this say?
It was an emergency meeting. Now, the PTA has now become an emergency meeting. And it says now in big red letters right through the words. So everyone has to run to this meeting because we got to do something about this dragon. That Miss Lemon is a real spitfire, chuckled Miss Scales.
She had spewed so much smoke and fire at sweet Miss Lemon that she had to lie down for a nap.
She was really dragon. In fact, she was burned out. Being a library dragon can be such a lonely job, she mumbled sadly to herself as she heaved a mighty sigh and closed her scaly lids. It was at that very moment that Molly Brickmeyer accidentally wandered into the library. Oh no, this little girl's going in there, she's toast. Molly was on a quest. She had lost her glasses and couldn't see a thing without them, unless it was right under her nose. She stumbled into a bookshelf and a book fell into her lap. She never saw the sign that read, "Do not touch the books, for display only." It was over her head, so she held this one right under her nose and began to read aloud. First, a class of second graders in line for the water fountain heard her and tiptoed in to listen. And then the fourth graders playing outside kickball heard a story being read and crowded around the windows.
Speak up,
someone said, and Molly Brickmeyer spoke up. Well, word of story time in the library spread like wildfire at Sunrise Elementary School. Everyone was listening, even the library dragon, and her ears were burning. Slowly, Miss Lotta Scales rose up from behind a bookshelf and looked at the boys and girls huddled around Molly. She'd never seen anything quite like it.
children looked like they belonged here.
What does the...
I love you, Snuff.
Molly read on as the children listened. Give me that book, Molly Brickmeyer, roared Miss Scales. Molly held the book carefully toward the scaly blur. Miss Lotta Scales took the book and eyed it suspiciously as she hung it from her claw. Then she sniffed it. Then she checked the spine for cracks. Then she checked each page for stains and smudges. And finally, Miss Scales looked around at the children and cleared the smoke from her throat.
Now, where were we? Why, yes. I love you, Snuff.
At first, the children were too nervous to listen. But when Molly Brickmeyer climbed up onto Miss Lotta Scales' lap and didn't get scorched,
What's the name of the book?
The name of the book is Snuff the Magic Dragon.
You're warm,
whispered Molly.
Don't interrupt, Miss Scales crackled.
Everyone was listening so intently that they almost missed it. As she read, Miss Lotta Scales' scales began to fall on the linoleum floor with a clickety-clack, 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 until all that was left was Miss Lottie, librarian, and storyteller, sitting on a mountain of yellow, green, and purple scales with Molly Brickmeyer, dragon slayer extraordinaire, on her lap. And the rest of the children warmed up to Miss Lottie right away. Well, I gotta say, I think she looks a lot better as a human than she did it as a dragon, don't you think?
Yeah. What was she wearing?
She was all trapped in dragon skin, but it melted off when she did what she was supposed to do. The changes to Miss Lottie's new kid-friendly library were hard to miss. Not surprisingly, the kids at Sunrise Elementary School began to love Library Day.
They were using the scales that fell off of her as bookmarks.
They are using her scales as bookmarks. That's really funny. Miss Lottie's transformation, however, was not complete. But then every librarian needs to be a little bit of a dragon, or else who would guard the books?
The end of our tale.
And that is?
The end.
The end.
The end of this tale. The end. For real.